say in Abba Rabba every morning, we say, Ahava Rabba Abtanu, a great love you have loved us, Hashem Lakeinu. Chemla Gedoyl of Yisera, an excessive kindness, Chamaltalein, you have bestowed upon us. Our Father, our King, skipping a few lines, Avinu Ava Rachaman, our Father, the Father of Rachmanus, the Father of pity, Hamrachim, who is full of pity, Rachim Aleinu, please have pity on us. Excessive lashayness of begging the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom so full of love, so full of passion, Avinu Ava Rachaman, our Father of passion, Hamrachim, who is so passionate, who is so full of compassion, so full of Rachmanus. Rachim Aleinu, please, please Hashem, have Rachmanus on us. So my Rebbe Rav Ram Shmuel Levitz asks, who's begging? Who's talking? Who's talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Begging the Rebbeinu Shalom, please have pity. It must be a man, the only one who could be speaking like this, crying, begging, my Father is so much mercy, have mercy on me. The begging, it must be, let's think who's talking. It must be a man who's being wheeled into a surgery. He's about to have surgery. He's on the verge of death. He's a geisis. He's going to have a surgery. Maybe it could save his life. So that must be who's going to be. That must be who's talking and saying, my Father's so full of Rachmanis, Avinu Abba Rachman, Hamrachim, who's so full of Rachmanis, Rachim Aleinu, please. Abba Rabba Abtanu, Chem Megidoyu of Yisera, an excessive kindness you bestow, please. That must be who's begging. Perhaps the person falling down a mountain climber, who's falling down a mountain dying, rolling down dying, and he's calling out, please, Rebbeinu Shalom, save me, let a branch come out of the mountain that I can grab onto. But all these are not the truth. That's not who's speaking. Who's speaking is a simple yid. And the simple yid is asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'seinu libeinu lahavinu lahaskil. It's a yid sitting in front of a gemara. And the Rebbeinu Shalom, let me have the schus to learn Torah. This pleading with the Rebbeinu Shalom is said none other than every yid who's begging the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'seinu libeinu lahavinu lahaskil. Let me understand the gemara, the pasuk chumash, the Rashi, the Tosfos. Lishmaya lilmay, to be able to zayche, to learn a little Torah. Ulilamid. It's a yid begging to understand Torah, to be able to learn Torah, to be able to focus in Torah. My 8th grade Rebbe told us a maysa. There was a yid, Reb Paperman his name was. He was a chaplain in the American Army. If I'm not mistaken, my 8th grade Rebbe spoke to Reb Paperman himself. The story later became more famous. But he spoke to this Reb Paperman himself, who told him the Maisa was made on the Maisa. He was a chaplain in the American Army. And he would travel around with the, he actually was at Normandy when the Allies arrived in France. He was there. He was on the ship with the troops. He was a chaplain. And after the Allies went out over the Germans, Yimach Shemam, so this yid went around to the DP as a chaplain, had free access to all the DP camps. And he would help out all the yidden that he could. So people would line up and they would ask him for requests. This one needed a certain medicine. They needed different things. So he saw a particular yid. So he said, yid, what do you need? Tell me anything in the world. He saw this yid looked very, very sickly. He looked emaciated. He was starving. He was sick. He said, yid, tell me what you need. What do you feel? What do you need? Anything. I'll get it for you, Reb Paperman said. So the yid said to Reb Paperman, he said, Rav, I need a Gemara Baba Kama. So Reb Paperman looked at him. He said, yid, I asked you, what do you need? You're sick. You need food. You need medicine. Tell me what conditions. You don't need, did any doctors tell you what condition you have? I'll get it for you. And this yid looked at him and he said, 5.5 years ago, I was learning Baba Kama in Poland, and the Nazis came and overran the city. He said, I haven't learned in 5.5 years. All I need is a Gemara Baba Kama. That's all I need. Get me a Gemara Baba Kama. The Maisa concluded, Itaka found the Baba Kama, Derech Nes, In Gniza, he found the Baba Kama for this yid. Two cycles ago, my friend spoke at the Sima Shas, and he said a Rizig Maisa about Rameir Shapiro. A Rizig Maisa. Rameir Shapiro is the one who instituted Daf Yomi. And he said that Rameir Shapiro said upon himself that one of the things that inspired him to have Sheikh Shiva Satayra, that around the world people should learn that he should institute such great things he instituted, and he became the great person he became. He said he was a little child, and he came downstairs one morning, he woke up, Davin came home, and he came home, his mother was sitting, crying on a chair, just sitting and bawling. So he said, Ma, what's the problem? What's wrong? It's shocking for him to see his mother crying. She said, the Malamed said he can't come today. So he looks at him, but he's not coming anymore? She said, no, we'll be back tomorrow. But he said he can't learn Torah today. He said, Ma, what's the problem? What are you crying so much about this? He's coming back tomorrow. She said, Oy Meiril, you don't understand the day of Limud HaTorah what it's worth. And he said that inspired him. Her friend said this over to Sima Shas two cycles ago. That inspired him to start something, a limud of every day, because it taught him for his whole life what it means, the limud of every single day. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a famous maisa, his mother, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's parents were aniyim, and they couldn't afford to pay the melamed anymore. When Shlomo Zalman was growing up, it wasn't the yeshiva system we had today. They hired a melamed in Yerushalayim. And they couldn't afford to pay anymore. It was the middle of the winter. And his parents, the melamed sent a note, a few notes home, that's it, it's done. I can't learn that anymore. I can't afford it. I only take X amount of talmidim. I'm moving on to somebody else. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's parents, in order that Rav Shlomo Zalman should keep learning Torah, they took apart the furnace that heated their house. They took it apart brick by brick, and they sold it. The father built it for somebody else, and sold it to somebody else. So Rav Shlomo Zalman could stay and learn, can keep learning Torah day after day. I heard this maisa from one of the Rosh Yeshivas of the Mir, came to speak in Yeshiva Farakaway, Yitzchak Yizrahi. And he said over a maisa, he said there was a younger man in the Mir. He said he knew the younger man. There was a younger man in the Mir who was an awesome masmid. Tremendous, he learned basmada, never being mevatel, partial with rizig asmada. So, people asked the younger man once, how is it that you learn with such hasmada? What's your secret that you learn with such hasmada? So he said, the younger man said, I want to tell you that I always learn Torah, but I want to tell you where I got my full Shiva Satorah. And he said, what happened to me that I can't be mevatel? He said that his father was nifter. This younger man said that his father was nifter. And his mother was going through very shveri yisurim. She was alone, she was an almana. And his mother started writing him letters, begging him to come home. Begging him, I need you home. I need you home so badly. I feel so close to you. I need the chizuk you would give me. And after a few letters, he was a master. The Tach was learning Torah. After a few letters, he was getting shaken up. So he went into Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. And he said to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he asked Reb Chaim Shmulevitz the Shaila. He said, my mother's an almana. And he started telling the Shaila. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, what did you say about your mother? So he said again, my mother's an almana. He said, what? So the guy said again, my mother's an almana. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz screamed at him. He screamed that Reb Yitzchak Yizrahi has a certain voice that's unforgettable. I remember in Yeshiva Farakaway, the place shook. He screamed, do what you lost the mama alone? You left your mother alone? And the guy started sittering. And he screamed again, do what you lost the mama alone? He looks in with fire. You left your mother alone? The guy was shaking. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gadol Hador, is looking at him, shrying at him. You left your mother alone? The guy is shaking in his boots. And he said on the spot, I'm walking out, I'm going right to Ben Gurion Airport. Then Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, 100% for Limud HaTorah, Yitaka should learn Torah here in Eretz Yisrael. Torah is so chashuv. You should learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Don't leave. But Medav good vissen, he said, you have to good know that you left your mother alone for Limud HaTorah. Keep that in mind when you're learning Torah. And this Yid said when he learns Torah, this is many years later, he thinks about Chashivas HaTorah and his ears ring. He says if he thinks to be Mevatel Torah, in his ears ring, Reb Chaim Shmuel loved to scream, do what you lost the mama lane? You left your mother alone? And the only thing that could allow such a thing, such a terrible thing, there's only one thing that can be Chashiv enough, Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is so Chashiv. So this Yid, he said, I can't think about Torah. He said, if I think about Torah, it rings in my ears, look, you lost the mama lane. I spoke to a Yid of a relative, of somebody in our community, a very, very chashuv person in the community. And this chashuv person in the community's father is a psychiatrist. And he told me, I had an opportunity to speak to him for close to 2 hours. There was another bach in the car. I don't remember now who was in the car with me. Somebody here, I don't remember who was in the car with me. And he spoke to us for about 2 hours. We had a fascinating conversation. The Yid became from a Tyre Yid. And he told me the mistake of the whole field of psychology. And he said, this is a mistake of the world. This was his perspective. The Yid became from a Tyre Yid. And he told me his view of the mistake of the world of psychology and psychiatrists. And the mistake, he said, of the world at large is they think about the human as a body. They forget there's a part called neshama, an essential, a much larger part of the person, a much more important part of the person, a much more the essence of the person. So he said, how can they expect to be successful? How can any treatment forget, if you think you're working on a car, when you work on a human being, you think you're changing a muffler, you're not going to do a very good job on a human being. It's an Adam. It's a person. He said if they think it's only a goof, and they forget about the most massive, most important, essential component, the component that lasts much longer than all other components, how can they think of being successful? We say, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Torah is Hashem, he says about Limud HaTorah, what Torah does, Torah is Hashem Temima, Torah is Hashem is all-encompassing as a first Taichus, it's Temima, it accounts, it talks to all parts of the person, the guf, the neshama, Torah is the most powerful thing in the world, it talks to all parts of the person, it's Temima. What does it mean, it's Temima? Mishivas Nefesh. It addresses the neshama. It's Meshiv the Nefesh. Torah speaks to the guf and the neshama. Torah speaks to all parts of the person. It tells the guf, leg tefillin. It tells the guf, sit in the sukkah. It speaks to the neshama and the guf, Temima. It's wholesome. It's Temima. There's nothing out there that's Temima. All the nonsense of the world forgets the neshama. It forgets the essential component of the person. But Torah Hashem is Temima. It's wholesome. It talks to every part. A person has sar, emotional, physical. So he pops a pill. Mishugana, you're dealing with the physical. What about the neshama? What about the spiritual? There's a whole part to an Adam. You're not dealing with a car. You're not dealing with a table. It's an Adam with a heilig neshama. There's another component. Yes, you've answered one limited part. Perhaps, and not even. Torah is Hashem Temima. But Torah is different. It's Temima. It's wholesome. It deals with every part of the person. Mishivas Nefesh. It speaks to the neshama also, as well as the guf. A person has physical accomplishments. He may be a great ball player. One day he's 63, aching all over. So Maya Hanislah, what help you? What does it do for him? Does it really stick with him? The person has very gashmiyistic of friends, not deep, not ruchniyistic of friends. The what's up friends, what's up with, there's no depth to it. There's no neshama, there's no tifkai to the relationship. What does it help him at a time of need? What does it help him years from? What does he have? What enduring thing does he have from that friendship? Years later, they both moved on. What is he walking away with from that friendship? What? But Torah and Ruchnius is different. Eidus Hashem Nemana. It's loyal. Machkim Aspesi. It makes the person, the fool, the inexperienced. It makes him wise. Torah Ruchnius is different. Torah impacts the person. It's Nemana. It's trustworthy. He has it forever. L'neitzach Netzachim. That hour he sits and learns Torah. It's Nemana. It's loyal. He'll have it when he's 20, 30, 50, 80. He's different. Machim Aspesi. Because he is different. He has a chaver. Together they shtayt. They had a Torah to kekesher. He's different because of the chaver. It's teeth. It's Nemana. It's loyal. It's not fleeting. What's up? And he slaps by. It's teeth. It's Nemana. It's loyal. That's the nature of Torah. Are you Yinuvim b'seva? They're still fresh when they're old. The shayna ran in you. They're fresh and vigorous. The Torah helps the person when he's 20, 30, 50, 80, 100, and after 120. Forever, it's Nemana. It's loyal. A Nemana that doesn't exist out there. Eidus Hashem Nemana, Machim Aspesi. We live, everybody's searching for happiness. The whole world searching for happiness. Running, coming, going, looking, dreaming, hoping for happiness. But P'kudei Hashem Yesharim. The P'kudei Hashem, the Torah is Yashar. The commandments, the Torah is Yashar. Misamchei Lev, it makes the person joyous. It's Misameach the heart. I want to read to you a line, a few lines from your parish on that. The joy that comes from a life of duty fulfilled, of consecrating all our desires and achievements to the fulfillment of the will of Hashem, is ma'arich on this joy, this tremendous simcha that Torah brings, this simcha that's elusive to the world, that people would pay all the money, they'd give, Bill Gates would give every penny he owns for this joy, that people are paying psychologists, psychiatrists, v'chulu. We have it. Kudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chelev. It's the Torah Hashem that's Yesharim, that's straight, that's Erlich. It's the Torah Hashem that deals with all, that knows all about us, that helps every aspect, that doesn't forget different aspects. Rav Hirschman is Mazbar, it means Yashrus. It means it deals with, it doesn't forget different components. It's straight and Yashar and Glat. There's no part that it forgets. Kudei Hashem, the Torah life, is Yashar, and it's Mesameach the Lev. We have to work, Rabbi Sai. I made this meeting because I think we all have to work on this nekud of appreciating what it means, Chashiva Satayra. Chashiva Satayra. What it means, a word of Chimera Torah. What it means, a word of sitting down with the Chavrusa. The Nitzchias of sitting down with the Chavrusa. Sitting down with the Chaver and learning an hour straight uninterrupted. 2 hours straight. A whole Seder uninterrupted. We have to shine what it means, the value of Torah. We have to get in our bones. We have to get in our neshamas. We have to feel it deeply, the Chashiva Satayra. A bachra sitting with a chavra learning Torah. Two chavrus is learning Torah Hashem. This Torah Hashem that Yidin L'dayre Dayres understood is our life. Kihem chayenu, it's chayim il mazikim, it's a tree of life. Rabbi say, if you see a chavra, you pass by, and your chavra is right in front, right underneath your chavra, Achman al-Tzlan, is a fall, is a huge cliff, 500 feet, that's sure death to fall down. And he's holding on to a tree. He's holding on to a tree for dear life, not to fall. And he sees you as chaver. And you see him. You found your friend holding on to the tree. You see your friend along the tree. Baruch Hashem, he grabbed the tree and he's safe. And underneath him is 500 feet Underneath him is death, if he lets go. Underneath him is internet. Underneath him is a veld full of kol minei tumah. Underneath him is all the mishagas of the ilam, death. And he's holding on for dear life. Only a rush would rip him off that tree. Was that a chaver to take the chaver? You walk up to your friend who's holding on to the tree, a tree of life, pshutai kimashmai. The one who's zayich in Elimin HaTorah is holding on to that tree with death underneath him, death. Only the absolute Russia would go up to him and rip him off the tree and let him die, fall down into the pit. He's holding on to the tree, assist him, hand him more tree. Put him on more solid ground. He's only holding on to a little weak branch. Get him onto a stronger branch. The weak branch would break sometimes. Get another sage with him. Encourage him to learn more. Only an Achzari, a Rasha Marusha, will rip the branch off and let him fall down. Your Chaver is learning Torah. You walk up to him in the Beis Medrash and mevatel him. Rasha! He's holding on. It's real. It's not a mashal, it's real. Eitz Chaim Il Mazikim Ba, it's learning Torah. For Nitzchi, it's going to affect him, real. You're living in a dream world if you don't know it's true. It's real. Eitz Chaim Kiyem Chayenu, this is reality. You're in a Cholam world if you don't know it's real. And wake up. This is reality. We say Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, reality. Torah is valuable, it holds up the world. Ashloi Shedvarim Adonai. It's reality, the value of Torah. It's important, it's essential. We say every night, Kiheim Chayenu. We daven always, Ava Rava Tanu. Chem L'Gadoyla. You picture the sick guy being wheeled in. Chem L'Gadoyla Chamalt Aleinu. Avinu Ava Rachman Rach. The sick guy, you know who it is, the Yid who wants to learn Torah. Because he is the guy who knows this is what he needs. He's holding on to the branch. Don't be Mevatel Yechaver. Rabbi say, a person says, but I don't have this Cheshiva Satayr. This is, we're going to, the practical aid is to get there. Don't be Mevatel Yechaver who's learning. You'll start ingraining this Cheshiva Satayr. Cheshiva Satayr is learning Torah. Yechaver is learning, you know what it means? If you don't know what it means, stop being Mevatel Chaver and you'll start getting in your bones reality. You'll wake up from your Cholam. If you see Yechaver, one thing, practical advice, one practice, all of us to Shaygan. For all of us to work on. If you see your chaver learning the base measures, don't sit down next to me, Vatlin. You're ripping it, just have it see, or you're ripping the tree and letting him sink. He's learning Torah. Don't be Mevatlin. Don't be Mevatlin, Liman HaTorah. Quiet. Don't walk up, don't sit down next to him. Not to be Mevatlin, don't let your chaverim do it to you. If your chaver ripped off the branch, you would punch him in the nose, fight with him every bit, so he wouldn't get near. So he wouldn't get near the tree. Please, you'd say, Yechaver, I'm hanging off a dear life. Don't shake the tree. Don't break the tree. Move away. I'm trying to hang on. Help me. Don't hurt me. Encourage our Chaverim to learn Torah. For Chaver's learning Torah, don't go near him. Let him learn Torah. Let him keep learning Torah. He's helping himself. He's helping you. He's learning Hashem's Torah. It affects everybody. A Bachram Yeshiva is a masmid. Rabbi say, the ones who help this Yeshiva most, the many Bachram do a lot of tzarek tziva, they're appreciated. The Bachram, the core of the Yeshiva, the one who are helping us all, the masmid. It says by Yetzer Yaakov, Sarashi says, the Yetzir of a tzaddik makes a roshim. When a tzaddik leaves a city, it makes a roshim. So why did it say by Yaakov, Avram moved from plenty of cities, Yitzhak Avinu moved. Yaakov Avinu is the Amud of Torah. Is the Ishtan Yeshiv Oilim. But Dafka by the Talmud Chacham, it says, you have to know what Iber else, more than anything. The Talmud Chacham, the Masmid leaves and makes a Roshim. You'd see a Tzaddik min Amokam as a Roshim. More than everybody else. The Tzaddik left the city and makes a Roshim. The Masmid left the city and makes a Roshim. Avadid Baal Chesed has impact. Avadid the Gvura, the Gimur, the one who keeps everybody in line, it makes an impact. But more than everybody else, the Masmid. He's learning Hashem's Torah that holds up the world. So, one, Eitzanah for us all, a practical thing, the world in the Steigen. We all care about each other. We have a tremendous chevishaft in the yeshiva. We have a deep care for each other. Tremendous care. All around, the young light to the bachim, the rebbeim to the bachim to rebbeim, the young light, bachim to each other. It's a deep, deep care. We're going to keep caring about each other, and one aspect that we're going to may grow this area. One aspect that we nishtaigen in the care concern for each other is not chas v'shalom to mevat l'achaverim. Our friends learning Torah, don't go up to him. You have something you have to tell him, wait till he has to say, wait till he gets up. He's holding on to the tree. Daf shenzach, a person has to be embarrassed beyond belief. He's an achzar. He's ripping his chaver down from the tree. So number one, not to mevat l'achaverim. Step number two is to pick time, each one kefi mashahu, to take an hour, some time during the day, that I'm working on living reality. I don't want to live in a dream world my whole life. Why should I live in a dream world? I want the reality. If I say it over and over all day, ki heim chayenu, I daven, I say ave rabba, chemla gedoyla, so I speak about Torah, so Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, so I want to live the reality. I don't want to be in a dream world my whole life. To live the reality of Chashuv Torah, we're going to try the following thing. When we learn Torah, we're going to pick an hour for those that do an hour, 2 hours, a whole Seder, each one kefi mashu, but we don't talk no matter what during that hour. It's our life. So we learn, we pick an hour, start with an hour. That hour, no matter what, the guy comes to me, something straight. We have been ingrained in my bones that Torah is chashuv. Rabbi said, we're going to have a job. We're not going to gun it, we do have a job. Every one of us is going to have the following achrayus. We all have the following achrayus. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us Torah. Meirash Kehilas Yaakov as a heritage for the Klal Yisrael. It's what's a heritage? Something that you're obligated to give over to the next verse. All of us have an achrayus to give our children. Rabbi say these hergeishim l'chshivas haTorah. Somebody grows up in a home with a father Torah, with a mother's crying a Meir Shapiro. Of course he became a Meir Shapiro because his mother cried when the Malamed didn't show up. We rabbis have to be those people who are going to give this over. We have to have it for ourselves. We have to pass this over. It's our obligation. It's our obligation to give this over. These are the years, rabbis say, to stay, to grow in this area. Chashiva Satoira. These are the years. A bacher now not to work on this. So when's he going to work on it? He's going to give it over to future dayers. Lev service. Baloney. He's going to tell his children one day, kids, see the truth, baloney. He's going to blab away, oh, Torah is so important, Torah is so important, when he's thinking about all other things. Baloney. Baloney, baloney, baloney. Nope, the kids aren't buying it. They're smart. Rabbi cites Arach Reis to give over real Yiddish values to our mishpachas. Values of what Torah is, it's chayim l'machzikim ba, the value that it's life, that letting go of Torah is death. The values that every Yid, he needs to be infused with Torah. Every single Yid needs it. It's essential for us. It's tmima. It's all-encompassing. It helps us. It's so healthy. Misam chaylev. It's joyous. We want to give this over to our mishpachas. These are the years, as I said. To learn it, to engrave it in ourselves, to have it for life. The yeshiva years, the years to pick this up. In the yeshiva years, you can see people of Baal Batim. You see one Baal Bat that's not real by him. Nebuchadnezzar's kids, they're working from behind. By them, Torah. Another kid grows up in a home, Torah. Rabbi, he says to his family, the Shabbos, listen to Avert. Avert in the Baal Shem, from the Gra, from their base, listen to Avert. He says Avert in the parish with passion. You see a bacher who shteigs, who has chshivas haTorah, who says Avert, it's by Torah, with simcha, with a feeling. He says it over. That person, his kids are going to be bnei Torah. It's guaranteed that it's going to continue on. My Rasha Kilas Yaakov, our beautiful, beautiful Messiah, that link to Sinai is going to go on. That burning Avos HaTorah is going to continue. And Rachman Litzlan, a Bach who has no Chashivas HaTorah, who doesn't understand what it means, Dvar Hashem, the words of God was studying, who doesn't understand, he learned about Metzias, Hashluch, Dvar Hashem, the words of Hashem, these are Hashem's words. God spoke this. Rabbi Yisrael Slanty used to say, Shnayim, Alexim, Betalis, Amra Kosh Baruch Hu Yachloiku. The Rabbi Nishlam says Yachloiku. It's Dvar Hashem. It's the words of Hashem was I should learn. It's Meshivas Nevesh. It talks to the Neshama. It's Mesam Chelev. It will make us happy. Limer HaTorah. Talmud Torah can I get Kulam. Those that have it, that are kind of this midah, will be given over L'Doyrus. They'll be an authentic Jew. Give over authentic Judaism to their mishpachas. Not a cholam world, a dream world. They'll be authentic Jews who give over authentic Jewish values. So I want to suggest in this yeshiva we're going to excel in this. In this practical thing, in these two practical things, we're going to excel in this. Number one, we aren't mevat with another bachur. Bishum panim vayifin, pekuach nefesh only. Pekuach nefesh, otherwise we're not mevat with somebody else. Somebody's learning Torah, we're not mevat with. Limud Torah. I'm not an oxer. I don't pull a guy off his tree. One. And we're going to work on our own selves to have some say there where we learn straight. Where we work on ourselves, this is more important than anything. We don't want to be dreamers our whole lives. We want to be real people. So in an hour, which is more important than anything, I'm unavailable during this hour. I'm unavailable. We have 1 hour, all of us. And if somebody has more koichas, take two. If you have more, take three. If you have mamish about koich, take a whole say. You're unavailable. Pashut. Bishum panabayfim. Each one, ish kafi mashahu. But that we're going to all excel in, every single bachur, to have such a thing. And if we taka do these two things, and have other plans also, if I can, we're out of time, people come to me, other eitzes, if we work on ingraining ourselves, this avas ha-tayre, these, I want, Rabbi said, this is the same as last meeting. If you understand there's a theme here. With the donut to go down, I want another message to go down. Being Jews, I think we all want authentic Judaism. We don't want to be external Jews, shallow Jews, Jews who don't feel and live Yiddishkeit. We want to be authentic Jews. Who don't, it's not just from our mouth. It's our life, Torah. It's real. Authentic Jews. We don't want to... Great passion. Great compassion. You gave us Torah. It's valuable. Real Jews. Real, real Jews. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Authentic Jews. We want authentic Judaism. Authentic Jews have midas, have beautiful, sparkling midas. Good one to another. More friendliness. You have to be chaz, we spoke about last time. More achdus, friendly with each other. Somebody came here, Shalosh Shudas, he told me nobody said Shalom Aleichem. Chas v'shalom. More achdus, Rabbi say. A guest comes, everybody, 100, 200, 500 people should pounce on him. Say, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Can I get you anything? Authentic Jews. In midas, like we spoke last time. And authentic Jews in what's most precious to us in Torah. In Limud HaTorah. In that which leads to all midas. In that which leads to all greatness. Just look at the people who learn Torah, Rabbi say. Torah is like the batteries. You take a guy, you take a lifeless game. My kids have all these different electronic games. Take a lifeless game. You can't, nothing works. You stick a battery. Boom! Life. That's Torah. It's batteries. It's life. Take a bachur, a dead bachur. You see a bachur, he's tight. He's dead. He's down and sad and matter. He's just dead. You stick in some Torah. Plug some Torah in the guy. You plug the guy in. You plug him in. You put the thing in the wall. The guy's alive. He's functioning. He's running around. He's live. He's alive. Tal Torah Chayeyu. The dew of Torah makes somebody alive. Don't ever pull that plug, Rabbi say. A yid's not allowed to pull a plug. You mevatel yichavi, you pull the plug. Let's not pull the plug in our chavim. Leave it plugged in and plug ourselves in. Say.